I know I feel better overall when I get outside and I get active. But when I don't have the right gear, especially when the weather is unpredictable this spring, it's harder to live that life that I really want. And that's why I'm sort of obsessed now with my Vessi shoes. I have two pairs, and I'm literally wearing at least one of them every day because Vessis are so comfortable, they're easy to get on and off when I'm on the go, and they are super stylish. I love how they look. Plus, get this, they're also 100% waterproof. And I really turn to my Stormburst high tops when I'm ready for a bit more adventuring out and about. They are so versatile, though. I can wear them for everyday errands and getting things done, or taking them into the elements, from beach days to walking around the city to a rainy day hike. Elevate your spring wardrobe with Vessi's Stormburst shoes. Discover more at vessi.com/newsworthy. Get your pair today to get an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout and be ready to step out in style, rain or shine. Trust me, you will not regret this. Go to vessi.com/newsworthy to get your new favorite shoes with an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout. Today is Tuesday, April 16th. We'll bring you the key takeaways from the first day of former President Trump's historic criminal trial. Also, the U.S. Supreme Court's decision about a controversial law regulating transgender medical care. And why workplaces might have to start supporting employees who want abortions. Plus, how warm ocean temperatures are impacting wildlife. Which WNBA team is already seeing the Caitlin Clark effect take hold, and where sweet tooths can get an unlimited number of free ice cream cones today. Those stories and more news to know next. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. The historic first criminal trial of a former president is now officially underway. Day one was mostly about selecting a jury and deciding what evidence will be allowed. Jury selection in itself is expected to be tough. In fact, dozens of potential jurors were dismissed just on the first day because they didn't think they could be fair and impartial. And today, that undertaking will continue with more potential jurors answering questions that could indicate their political views. Remember, this case revolves around hush money payments. Specifically, Trump's former personal attorney, Michael Cohen, paid off porn actress Stormy Daniels ahead of the 2016 election. And Trump was charged since investigators say he falsified dozens of business records in an attempt to cover up the real reason for him reimbursing Cohen. But former President Trump says that's not true, and he's pleading not guilty. Outside the courtroom yesterday, he called the case political persecution and an assault on America. Overall, the trial is expected to last at least 6 weeks. The U.S. Supreme Court has now weighed in on another especially controversial issue this election year, transgender-related medical care. Specifically, a law in Idaho that criminalizes that kind of care for minors. The high court ruled it can go into effect, at least for now, while other lawsuits challenging the law move forward. Idaho's law subjects doctors to up to 10 years in prison if they give anyone under 18 hormones, puberty blockers, or similar care that's not consistent with a patient's biological sex. But teenagers who have been diagnosed with gender dysphoria are suing over it, saying the law is discriminatory. Medical professionals say that's a kind of psychological distress experienced by people whose gender expression does not match their gender identity. Every major medical organization, including the American Medical Association and American Academy of Pediatrics, supports transgender-related medical care for anyone with gender dysphoria, even if they're under 18. But on the other side, Idaho's attorney general says children should only receive medical care that's rooted in, quote, basic truth that boys and girls are biologically different. And he's not alone in that belief. At least 23 states have enacted laws that restrict or ban transgender-related medical care for minors. Most of those states now face lawsuits. So eventually, the Supreme Court might be asked to rule on the issue again, not just on whether the laws can continue during legal challenges, but actually on whether or not they're constitutional. The armorer who loaded Alec Baldwin's gun on the set of the movie Rust just before it went off and killed a cinematographer has now been sentenced to 18 months in prison. Remember, Hannah Gutierrez-Reed was found guilty for involuntary manslaughter over the death of Helena Hutchins. During the sentencing hearing, several of Hutchinson's close friends and family members gave emotional statements about the impact of her death. Gutierrez-Reed said what happened was a tragedy, but blamed it on the fact that she didn't have the time or resources to be able to fully carry out her job of checking the gun and checking what were supposed to be fake bullets to make sure everything was safe. She didn't notice there were live bullets mixed with the fake ones. Well, this week, the judge made a point of giving her the maximum sentence, telling the armorer, quote, "I did not hear you take accountability." Now her lawyers are expected to appeal. Alec Baldwin is also facing involuntary manslaughter charges since he's the one who mistakenly fired off the bullet that killed Hutchins. Baldwin insists he's innocent, but for now, he's set to go to trial this summer. The FBI has now opened a criminal investigation into the massive container ship that brought down the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore last month. The Washington Post cites officials who say investigators will specifically be looking into things like whether the crew knew the ship had system problems before its final journey. In what was seen as one of the first steps in this investigation, dozens of law enforcement officers boarded the ship yesterday for a court-approved search at the site of the crash. The ship's crew was also on board, which it has been ever since the crash. The NTSB is also still continuing its own investigation. And the city of Baltimore announced it's taking legal action against anyone responsible, including the ship's owner, charter, operator, manufacturer, and other parties. The corporation that owns the ship has not yet commented. All the while, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is leading the salvage efforts at the crash site. Dozens of containers are being removed from the cargo ship now, and the hope is that will help crews be able to refloat it and get it out of the way. The Port of Baltimore is expected to be open by the end of next month. All right, we have much more news for you still coming up. But first, a quick break to thank our sponsor. You know the type of clothes and undergarments that are so soft and comfortable, they kind of feel like a second skin, and you almost forget that you're wearing them. That's what you get with Honeylove. Honeylove has you covered for everything, from the everyday look to workouts to fancy events, thanks to their shapewear, bras, tanks, leggings, and more. I knew I would like their legging 2.0, but I love this pair of leggings even more than I expected. Right out of the box, I thought, oh, wow, these are really smooth and soft. And then I put them on and the hidden shaping panels make me feel really supported and confident. And the side pockets just put these leggings over the top as my new favorite because it's so convenient. Not to mention the fabric is breathable and anti-sheer, and it's just a really cute style, too. I was also surprisingly impressed with all of their shapewear and bras and more. So treat yourself to the best on the market and save 20% at honeylove.com/newsworthy. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off at honeylove.com/newsworthy. And after you purchase, they ask you where you heard about them. So please support our show and let them know we sent you. You deserve this. Okay, now back to the news. Coral reefs around the world are experiencing a mass bleaching event that could become the worst in recorded history. And that's according to the federal agency known as NOAA. It says more than 54% of the world's coral reef areas have experienced bleaching in just the past year. And this is the fourth global bleaching event in the last three decades. Bleaching happens when water temperatures get warmer, causing corals to expel the colorful algae that live in their tissues. And the problem is, without that algae's help delivering nutrients, the corals cannot survive. And scientists worry many of the world's reefs won't ever recover. And that's important, since coral reefs hold marine life that's said to nurture an estimated quarter of ocean species at some point during their life cycles. Plus, the reefs protect coasts from storms. But for the last year, ocean temperatures have been off the charts, making their demise inevitable. On the bright side, though, the climate pattern associated with warmer oceans, El Niño, is weakening, and forecasters are expecting a cooler La Niña period to take hold by the end of the year. The federal government now says workers are entitled to special accommodations for pregnancy-related reasons. And those reasons do include abortions, as well as miscarriage, lactation, fertility treatments, morning sickness, and so on. All of it was laid out in the finalized Pregnant Workers Fairness Act this week. It actually passed Congress with bipartisan support back in 2022, but at the time, abortion wasn't specifically included. It just gave the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission the ability to craft the rules. And now the regulations are meant to provide guidance for employers and workers on how to implement the law. Now, to be clear, the new law does not say employers have to cover the cost of abortion or other care. It's just that any employer with 15 workers or more needs to grant time off for anyone who needs to attend a medical appointment or for recovery. The new rules also include details on what kind of accommodations pregnant women can request, as long as they don't cause the employer what's called undue hardship. For example, temporary exemption from job duties like heavy lifting. Labor advocates and major business groups have applauded this law, citing the need for clarity around these issues. But Republican lawmakers and anti-abortion advocates say the EEOC is just trying to promote a political agenda, accusing the federal agency of trying to smuggle an abortion mandate into the law. Either way, the new regulations are set to go into effect in June. President Biden and the First Lady released their joint tax return to the public this week. It shows they earned roughly $620,000 in 2023 and paid just over $181,000 in state and federal taxes. Most of their income came from the $400,000 salary Biden earns as president. But the First Lady also brings in money from Northern Virginia Community College, where she's an English professor. And she received royalties from books she's written as well. By the way, tax day ended up being especially frustrating for some last-minute filers yesterday. And that's because there were outages on the H&R Block website. For hours, many customers were unable to file their returns. But things did get back up and running eventually, with some time left before last night's deadline. Caitlin Clark fever is now headed to the Indiana fever. As expected, the University of Iowa superstar was the top overall pick in the WNBA draft, going to the Indiana fever. And with that, there has been an uptick in interest and ticket prices for WNBA games in Indianapolis. Some of the NCAA's other big stars also got called upon during last night's draft. Stanford's Cameron Brink was chosen second by the Los Angeles Sparks, and LSU's Angel Reese went seventh to the Chicago Sky. While we're on the subject of sports, the countdown to the 2024 Paris Olympic Games has officially begun. The Olympic flame lighting ceremony is set to be happening early this morning, right as we're publishing this episode, in the birthplace of the ancient Olympics in Greece. This marks the start of a torch relay in Greece and France that will end in Paris for the Games opening ceremony on July 26th. Ice cream lovers, today's the big day. We're talking about Ben & Jerry's Free Cone Day. And this year, there's no limit to how many free cones you can get. You just have to go into any Ben & Jerry's scoop shop and ask for your free cone. Then you can get right back in line if you want and get another one. The brand has a goal to give out at least a million free scoops today. Last year, it got up to 970,000. So Ben & Jerry's is asking customers to bring their friends, family, and neighbors this time to help break the record. That's it for the main news today, so now it's time for Trivia Tuesday, when we ask a different trivia question every week. But first, a quick break to talk about our sponsor, ZocDoc. A pediatrician recently told us to find a specialist for a minor but ongoing issue my son was having, so I went to go book with the specialist I was referred to, and I couldn't believe how long it would be before we would get an appointment. Soon, I found myself Googling and calling and wasting my time trying to get in with another doctor faster, and ended up talking to front desk offices about appointment times, only to realize some of them didn't even take our insurance. And this is why it can be so frustrating to find any new doctor when you need one. Well, there is another option that tries to make it easier for you. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you and instantly book appointments with them online. Yes, if you find a doctor you like on there, they have options for video appointments, and the typical wait time to see a doctor booked on ZocDoc is just between 24 to 72 hours. Go to ZocDoc.com/newsworthy and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/newsworthy. ZocDoc.com/newsworthy. Okay, now back to Trivia Tuesday. Today's trivia question is, when was Earth Day first celebrated? You can play along with us in our weekly roundup email that comes out each Friday. As for last week's trivia question, which number does every Major League Baseball player, manager, and coach wear on April 15th? The answer is 42. And that's because it's the day the MLB celebrates the legendary player who broke baseball's color barrier, Jackie Robinson. Robinson started at first base for the Brooklyn Dodgers on April 15th, 1947. And that marked the beginning of the end of racial segregation in baseball, that for decades relegated Black players to the Negro Leagues. Jackie Robinson also went on to become one of the most skilled and celebrated players in the sport's history. So yesterday, the MLB celebrated him in part by wearing his number 42. Also, members of Robinson's family, including his 101-year-old widow, were at different ballparks in his honor. All right, thank you so much for listening and making us part of your daily routine. We'll be back with another news roundup for you tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.